This is the ULM Forum on KEDM Public Radio. I'm Jay Curtis. Tomorrow, the Alumni Association at the University of Louisiana at Monroe is hosting its first Bayou Bash, a community-oriented event featuring food, fun, and music. The day features crafts, a kids' jumper, face painting, a photo booth, and more from 5 to 7 p.m. Since we recorded the interview, the events moved indoors due to the threat of inclement weather. It'll be held now at the Fant Ewing Coliseum. Robin Stockton Underwood is the ULM Director of Alumni Relations. Robin, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's my joy to be here.
The Bayou Bash is kind of a new concept or a new idea. How did this germinate?
We looked at the programs that we offer at the Alumni Center, and one of the things that we saw a gap was family-friendly activities. So we wanted to offer a family-friendly networking way to get individuals involved with the university, but not heavy on the pocketbook either. So we looked to expand some of our offerings with the Bayou Bash, saying, hey, bring your kids, come get involved in the university and network a little bit and have some fun.
And it's kind of you think of things going on before football season that are specifically, hey, come buy some tickets, hey, come buy some tickets. This is really not that. This is really just fun.
Yes, it's lots of fun. We're planning on having a kickball game, which is alumni versus staff and faculty. And we already have faculty and staff lined up. So alumni and friends, we need some individuals to come out willing to play some kickball. I have an athletics background, so it's always lots of fun to have some competition. I also have small children. So I understand the need to keep the kids entertained. So we have jumpers as well as the obstacle course. We're encouraging parents to bring a towel because we're going to have the water slide because we know it's going to be hot. We'll also have Mr. Fans there for the parents to kind of cool off so that, you know, we are taking into account that we are in Louisiana and it is July. We do have a rain plan available. All activities will move to Ewing Coliseum should we have rain. However, we're looking forward to a beautiful day on the bayou.
It certainly sounds like one. Now, there's also a little bit of programming. First, I have to say I love the concept of kickball because anybody can play kickball. It's not baseball. Or you're going to feel like a loser if you get out there and strike out, but kickball, you're good.
Yeah, you know, I played basketball growing up. I have bad knees, but I can still get out with the kids and play some kickball. I may not be the fastest running bases. However, I can certainly peg you with a ball. So it's going to be lots of fun.
So let's talk a little bit. There is a little bit of programming. So there is a chance you'll be able to hear from President Bruno and some other things like that is part of the event.
Yeah, we wanted to give President Bruno an opportunity to talk about some of the great academic things we have going on at the university. You know, we have been winning awards with our health and science departments. We've got some innovative programs with our drone programs. Our education is always a huge, huge impact in this community. So we want to give him an opportunity to talk about some of the things that we're doing that's great at the university. The other piece is everybody loves athletics in the South. So Brian Wickstrom will be on the agenda to talk a little bit about the upcoming football season and some new coaches that we have on staff. So that'll be covered. And then the visual and performing arts will also have some opportunities to talk about what they have planned for this season. That's abbreviated as VAPA. So VAPA will be on the agenda. We are going to have the bookstore available, so we know it's hard to find some Warhawk gear, and we're working on improving that in the community. So we will have them available so that you can purchase items right there on spot.
And we should mention that you are now just about 8 weeks on the job, brand new, but you're also really deeply connected to the university.
Yeah, I like to jokingly say I attended the university from 1981 until 2000 when I actually graduated. My father was the women's basketball coach in the 80s and 90s. His name is Coach Roger Stockton. So growing up at the university, I had lots of big sisters on the women's basketball team. A huge fan of the university, have always been involved with athletics. I unfortunately didn't learn from my mom's mistake and married a coach. So as a high school coach, we were constantly referring students to the university. My husband and I both graduated here. My mom and my dad graduated here. My mom is actually the first graduate in the education consortium with a doctorate degree issued from the university. So we have a long history of being Warhawk Indian fans. So we kind of feel no matter what the name is, it's still the great place here on the Bayou.
And I should mention, here in the studio today, you're wearing maroon and you have gold jewelry and even listen to this one, maroon glasses.
I do. You know, unfortunately, I'm one of those people that I'm from the rec tech days of, you know, we believe maroon and gold. I was raised school spirit all the way.
you're working on basically expanding the membership base of the ULM Alumni Association. What's that process like, and where is it going?
The reason why we want to expand is we have approximately 62,000 graduates of the university, and we only have about 2,500 of those individuals engaged through our Alumni Association. Our ultimate goal is to be at 10% by the end of the year. That's 3 short months, so we want to do lots of growth. The way we do that is get out in the community, and we are challenging individuals to invite 3 friends to join. To join, it's $35 annually for an individual. It's $50 for a couple. We also have a program called Alumni by Choice. If you are not a graduate of the university, we like to say we can right that wrong or correct that mistake. As a fan of the university, we always tease anybody that went somewhere else. However, if you like what we're doing, you want to get involved, we have that Alumni by Choice program. We're encouraging parents of students incoming or current students, maybe past students, as a way to support the university and support what we're doing going forward. We're asking that you join as an Alumni by Choice.
And what are some of the things you'd be able to do with a larger, say if you got to that 10%, with a larger membership base?
Well, one of the things we're looking to do is offer, matching for internships, jobs. We'd like to connect alumni in the area looking for jobs with alumni that own businesses looking for employees. That would be the first thing we'd like to do. The next thing we'd like to do is expand our chapters across the country. We have over 40 chapters, but we'd like to have more. We're looking at where our alumni are and looking to expand in those areas so that we can connect and network. We had a great story happening at one of our chapter events in Mandeville, Louisiana. We go to host an event there. We have a mom that brought a student. She was looking for an internship. We had a alumni present there who was looking for an intern. They exchanged information. She was hired that night. So it's kind of that grassroots networking we're looking to offer to our alumni base.
That's terrific. So the Bayou Bash coming up this Saturday, 5 to 7 p.m. How do you get tickets or information? Where do you go?
You can go to our website, which is www.ulm.edu/alumni. There you can register. We're encouraging a pre-register just so we have an idea on food. When I'm talking about food, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention there's going to be cotton candy, snow cones, popcorn, Frito pies, nachos, and hot dogs available. You get all of that information for $5. Kids 10 and under are in free. If you would like to call us, you can reach us at 318-342-5240.
Robin Stockton-Underwood is the Director of Alumni Relations. Robin, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Again, since this event was recorded, the event's moved inside due to the chance of inclement weather. It'll now be held in ULM's Fant Ewing Coliseum. Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to ksutton@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. You can listen, download, podcast, or share the ULM Forum online at kedm.org in the listening room.